Our guest this episode is Ben Dayland, the Director of Electrical Hardware Engineering at GKN Automotive. GKN Automotive is a global leader in automotive technology, known for pioneering electric drive systems for over 20 years. We asked Ben about GKN Automotive's role as a major supplier for 90% of the world's automotive OEMs, focusing on their powertrains and electric drive systems. We also discussed the challenges related to charging infrastructure and explored GKN's strategies for sustainability and future innovations in the automotive industry, including the integration of AI and the evolving landscape of electric vehicles. How GKN Automotive supplies 90% of the world's automotive OEMs with powertrains and electric drive systems. What does the OEM entail exactly? And how has GKN established itself to such a vast scale?
Right. So OEM is an industry term that is often thrown around. It stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. What that means is really the auto manufacturers themselves, GM, Ford, BMW, VW. So 90% of the world's automakers are supplied with GKN products. So 90% of the automakers have our products on the road today. And that is the various array of products that we've discussed. It's drive shafts, it's all-wheel drive systems, and it's electric drive systems. And we have in about 50% of all vehicles on the road today out there, some GKN Automotive component in them.
And is there an example of, like, let's say a particular device or a car that does equip GKN systems?
Yeah, if we're talking about electric drive systems, a few of the popular ones that we have on the road today, the Fiat 500e, a quite popular vehicle in Europe. Mm-hmm. We supply the Ford Mach-E all-wheel drive variant of that vehicle with an e-drive system. Yeah, I'll leave it at those two right now. But all-wheel drive systems, quite a vast array of systems there across a pretty wide customer base, from Jaguar Land Rover to GM, Stellantis, BMW, you name it. We have some exposure there to a lot of great customers.
What distinguishes your systems with other companies?
Yeah, so for electric drive systems, we have an extensive background on all-wheel drive systems. It means that we are understanding the torque management aspects of these systems. We are understanding vehicle integration. So what does it take to integrate that system into a vehicle to make sure that the end user, the driver, is having a good experience with the way that our system is controlled and calibrated? So the all-wheel drive systems that we've had 25 years of experience in with managing stability, traction, and agility translates directly into electric drive systems and allowing our customers, the automakers, to differentiate themselves through these torque management devices that can be placed inside them. So that's a key aspect there. I would also say that we have really extensive experience in gearbox supply. So from a quality perspective, both on the engineering side and the manufacturing side, we've been a trusted gearbox supplier. So you know, if you're going to GKN Automotive, you're getting really high quality engineering and high quality manufacturing in your device. So it's a comfort to our customers to come and work with our engineering and manufacturing communities.
Okay, that's quite interesting to know that a lot of, in fact, cars that even I know have such systems. And what are such other technological advancements that you're seeing in your company at the moment?
So as I mentioned earlier, the electric drive system space is pretty exciting right now because the industry has not converged toward the standardized technology. So there's a lot of advancement. It's moving very fast. There are continuous improvements in efficiency of electric drive systems. So that's a key focus area. So efficiency means if you have improved efficiency, then you can better deliver power from the battery in your electric vehicle out to the wheels without losing as much power in heat or losses in your system, heat, noise, vibration, things like this. So the standards on efficiency continue to climb. So our focus area in technology is largely around efficiency, which supports our sustainability goals there. But it's also in this new generation of electric vehicles that are coming out, we see more demand from the automakers in differentiating themselves on electric drive systems. And one way they're doing so is through these lateral dynamics techniques that are accomplished largely through all-wheel drive type systems. So our customers being focused on really these agility, traction, and stability aspects is playing into our strengths. So there's a focus on our side to integrate a lot of the all-wheel drive type technology into our electric drive systems to meet the customer demand that's out there.
If we were to talk about some of the challenges that you're facing with these charging infrastructures particularly.
So a supplier like GKN Automotive, there's not so much direct influence on the charging infrastructure problems. Mm-hmm. It's largely a mass EV adoption problem, I would say, that's out there.
Okay.
If you take, for example, the US, where I'm located, we have major charging infrastructure and power grid challenges ahead of us to make sure that that infrastructure is in place to support all of the electric vehicles that are planned to be sold by these automakers. So if that charging infrastructure is not in place, then we could see the adoption of electric vehicles really on this mass scale slow down a bit in its uptake. As far as our influence, our direct influence goes, the charging infrastructure, the problems that it creates right now are a sort of range anxiety for end customers. If they're not able to find charging stations and be able to charge their vehicles quickly, then that's a problem for them. So the way it comes down to a supplier like GKN Automotive is that focus on efficiency to ensure that our end customers are getting the most range as possible out of their vehicle, so they have to charge it less times.
Yeah. Okay, that does make sense now, especially with how I can only imagine there's a limited number of charging stations. You can't really think of taking an electric vehicle out to, like, let's say, the mountains. I'm based in London right now, so from London to Scotland, for example. So I can only imagine the challenges that the world will face, especially in this time of heat waves and climate challenges, which does require us to not use fuels anymore.
Exactly.
So I wanted to ask, from your personal perspective, do you yourself use EVs?
So my wife drives a PHEV. Personally, I do not yet own an EV, but my next vehicle will certainly be an EV. When we talk about sustainability, it's not just about taking up EVs. It's also driving your current vehicle to end of life is a way to be sustainable as well. But yeah, my wife drives a PHEV. We've owned it for about a year now. It is a minivan, Chrysler Pacifica. So for your audience, I think that's a vehicle that's only sold in the US, but it's a small van, or maybe a large van by European standards. But we have three small children at home, so it's quite necessary for us. The range on that, I believe, is 27 miles. So on the EV portion of that, so it's enough for us to get around the city where we live from day to day, and then for longer trips, using the combustion engine there.
So how are automotive manufacturers faring against Tesla?
It's difficult for me to answer that question from a supplier perspective, but you know, I believe that automakers are motivated. So they see that Tesla is they're disrupting, they're turning out programs rather quickly. The technology in those programs is quite high, and the thing that stands out most is that they're excellent at delivering software. And it's software that their end users really appreciates. So I believe that for automakers, they see the need also to improve their software capabilities in-house, to be a bit less reliant, probably on the supply base, as we were discussing earlier. So I think they're trying to strengthen there. I think they're trying to be more efficient in their timelines for delivering new products to keep up with the speed that Tesla is delivering them as well. But I also believe that automakers outside of Tesla are going to be delivering really excellent EVs on par with Tesla technology. So, yeah.
Oh, I understand. As a supplier, was there anything that you were hoping to see coming in the next, let's say, 10 to 15 years, especially if you were to talk about the 2050 net zero goals? What does GKN have in mind for such outreaching goals?
Yeah, so for us, building sustainability top down through our organization, not just in the way that we design our products, but how we recycle our products, how we manufacture our products in the future, and the energy that those manufacturing facilities consume, making that transition to green energy for the manufacturing facilities that are delivering all these products. Those are the key aspects for us that we can be a more sustainable company and deliver on our sustainability goals.
And lastly, how would you prepare the workforce in the future of automotive industry?
Right. So the future for automotive is bright. I think continuing to improve on the speed with which we can work and deliver products is a key one. I think software continues to take a larger and larger role in the industry, not only in the products that we sell, but also in the way that you're executing on the engineering side. So more automation of tests, more simulations that allow you to forego tests completely. AI probably has a part here. I'm sure it has a part here going forward as well for some of the commoditized pieces of the engineering process. So those are probably some trends to look for going forward when it comes to automotive engineering going forward.
Coming to AI, we didn't discuss that earlier, but have you adopted AI in the company itself, especially in terms of automotive technology?
Yeah, so AI is kind of a buzzword right now that's that's flying around that can mean a lot of different things. So we have employed some AI or machine learning to help us debug issues. So looking for patterns in data. So big data that's either coming out of the manufacturing facility or out of a vehicle, using some AI or machine learning capabilities there to find the patterns that might not be obvious for an engineer that's looking at large aspects of data to try to piece things together there. I think it's going to continue as a trend there, as a support mechanism for both engineering and manufacturing in the years to come. And it's something that is definitely in our sights as well.
Okay. What are GKN's goals for the next few years, other than the systems that you've already spoken about earlier?
Yeah, so we're continuing to innovate in this electric drive system space. So as I previously mentioned, there are more gains in efficiency to be had. There are more lateral dynamics challenges to be tackled as well. So our innovation focus is in those two areas.
Are you also looking at new technologies or new developing other systems?
So our focus is the drive shafts, electric drive systems, and all-wheel drive systems. But there is a lot of future technology in those products that needs to be developed to continue pushing forward the technology, either on performance, efficiency, or cost, to make sure that those benefits are passed down to the end customer going forward.
Okay. I think these are the questions from me, and that's it. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast, Ben, and lovely speaking to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, nice speaking with you as well.
Huge thanks to Ben for his time on the podcast today, and to all of you for listening.